A Sioux City plastic surgeon facing action by the Iowa Medical Board says he expects to be vindicated. The board alleges Dr. Adam Smith failed to provide appropriate care to 17 patients from December 2014 to September of 2017.
I've done my best throughout my entire time in Siouxland here to provide the best care I can for patients.
A hearing on the allegations is scheduled for October.
The majority of my patients are very happy with the results, and I've received no less than probably 50 texts and emails in one day alone, saying how much that I've meant to them and how much I've changed their lives for the better, and that they're with me and that I'm a great doctor.
Dr. Smith admits he no longer has surgical privileges at Mercy or Unity Point Health St. Luke's because of clerical errors when his mail was forwarded to Ohio after he and his wife separated.
Paperwork had fallen through the cracks, and I was not even aware of a lot of these actions. And then they kind of snowballed downhill to the point where I'm due to have a hearing at some point in the future with Unity Point to discuss these things.
Siouxland Public Media talked with one of Dr. Smith's former patients who says she suffered disfigurement and an extreme infection after a tummy tuck. Dr. Smith says he can't comment on specific patients without their permission. Democrats in the Iowa House are continuing their call for an oversight hearing about Jerry Foxhoven's resignation. The former Department of Human Services director disclosed yesterday that he was asked to resign after reportedly he objected to a salary-sharing agreement with the governor's office. Foxhoven told a Des Moines TV station he believes his objection to the salary-sharing agreement is why Reynolds asked for his resignation last month. But Reynolds' spokesman says that wasn't the reason, adding that Foxhoven never raised concerns about it. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.